If you're feeling overwhelmed with motherhood, I want to remind you that you're not alone. Being a parent is a full-time job in and of itself. It comes with tons of challenges, but it's also one of the most amazing, fulfilling roles that we get to have as well. No matter who you are and what season you're in, it's always good to be diligent in inviting Jesus into our situations. When we do this, He will give us grace and strength to carry on when life's going 100 miles an hour, as well as those times we feel like everything in our days are just feeling like it's too much. When we're deep in the trenches of chaos, it's really easy to lose sight of the blessings that are right in front of us. We may find ourselves overwhelmed by the daily grind, feeling like we're drowning in responsibilities and expectations. But in the middle of it all, there's a gentle reminder, an invitation to lean on faith, to trust in the Lord's plan, and to find peace in His promises. Throughout this episode, we're going to turn to Scripture for guidance and encouragement, hopefully drawing strength from timeless words of wisdom that remind us of His divine purpose that are woven into every moment of motherhood. So whether you're in the throes of sleepless nights or cherishing tender moments with your little ones or learning how to parent your teen, remember this, that you're not alone. Together, I want us to embrace the journey of motherhood with faith as our anchor and love as our guide. We're going to revisit some scripture that speaks to the heart of where we are as moms and also be reminded of the beauty in every step of our holy journey. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. I'm Lindsay Walker, a wife and mom of three who loves Jesus, manages anxiety, and understands the difficulties of being a working mom. As a working mom myself, I know what it's like to wear multiple hats and sometimes struggle to keep up with the endless to-dos. You want to find a way to balance financial responsibility with your divine calling to raise God-fearing disciples and enjoy life in your present season. You are searching for a simplified way to live that aligns with your faith and values, offers freedom, and allows you to prioritize according to God's word. So, if you're eager to create a thriving reality while also showing up for your loved ones, you are in the right place and are welcomed here with open arms. Grab a cozy blanket and your favorite drink and gift yourself the next few minutes to join me in this time of renewal and growth. Let's take this journey together and live abundantly in all areas of our lives. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. Growing up, if you were to have asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, at a really young age, I would have told you that I wanted to be an archaeologist and a mom. And as I got older, I would have told you that I wanted to be a wife and a mom, and then also a teacher, and then a counselor, therapist. When we're kids, we always have incredible aspirations and dreams, and we don't allow ourselves to get hung up on the roadblocks or possible logistics to get ourselves there. A lot of times we pray for things, and as time goes on, we don't even realize we are living smack dab in the middle of the things that we prayed for at one time, that we're living in the blessings God is giving us. As a child, motherhood has a bit of a romanticized view when you're younger and you aren't actually a mom and you're just dreaming about the possibilities of becoming one. When I became a mom, I realized that motherhood embodies a pretty big duality and was just a little bit different than what I was originally envisioning. Motherhood is the sweet lullabies sung at bedtime and also the messy tantrums in the grocery store aisle. It's the overwhelming love that fills your heart with each snuggle and the bone-deep exhaustion that accompanies sleepless nights. It's the amazing gratification of having a freshly vacuumed car or house 1 minute and then the next having it really messy, even more messy than before you even vacuumed the first time. Motherhood is a constant balancing act between joy and challenges, a balancing act between beauty and chaos. In the middle of balancing this duality, it's easy to allow life to get in the way from the beauty that we're living in and the beauty that we're given. Sometimes it's easy to feel frustration in the present more so than the blessings. we allow circumstances that may be a little difficult to be the loud voice that we listen to, rather than taking those circumstances and seeing them as invitations to invite God in. We may give up a little bit and become a victim of our circumstances, even possibly good ones, and take a backseat to living our life rather than making ourselves available and open for God to use us and work through us in each of our lives. Being a mom and taking care of our children, if that's a blessing that we've been given, is one of the most honoring things we can do and worship God with as mothers. There's significance in every task: folding laundry, washing dishes, wiping runny noses, and vacuuming crumbs. As our children grow into teenagers, those late night conversations, they hold purpose. And those tender moments of holding our kids and just locking eyes with them, we show unconditional love and adoration without even saying a word. Just a shared gaze speaks more than words ever could. We can't allow our busyness or exhaustion, or even overcommitting ourselves to multiple tasks, lead us to a state of physical and mental frenzy where we lose sight of God's plan for us. It's essential not to become so preoccupied that we only focus on short-term concerns and we overlook long-term priorities. We can't be too distracted that we only focus on the short-term aspects of our lives and completely forget about what matters long-term. Whether in significant activities or seemingly mundane, monotonous, everyday tasks, as Christians, we should always make it a goal to glorify God in all aspects of our lives. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, it gives us the charge: "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." There is inherent purpose in every action we undertake during our time on this side of heaven, no matter how trivial it may seem. But what do we do with that? Life can be crazy overwhelming sometimes. I mean, if we're being completely real, motherhood can feel like a tidal wave at times. Juggling our own stuff with work, church, volunteering, grocery shopping, laundry, dishes, cleaning, alongside meeting the needs of our kids and families and helping them manage everything, it's a whole other level of chaos. Just navigating through the everyday grind can feel like a major feat in itself. So I'm hoping to give us some encouragement, and rather it be just my words, I want us to turn to Scripture and share it with each other. Whenever we turn and open to Scripture, it's actively nourishing us. And when we read it and we speak it, it accomplishes what God sets out for it to do, and it never comes back void. No matter where we find ourselves today, you don't have to stay in the exhaustion, in the overwhelm, and in the stress. With the Lord's help and His words, we can look at motherhood and our children as the gifts that they are and the way they are intended, despite what we may be going through. Rather than dwelling on all the negatives or things that are going wrong, we can shift our attention to the amazing opportunity we have in raising and nurturing our children and the incredible role we get to play as mothers. I'm going to share these scriptures and read them to us, but they can also be found in the show notes within the episode, so you can have easy reference to them later if you'd like. So to start us out, Psalm 127:3, it says, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They're a reward from Him." Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight." Jesus said in Matthew 11:28-29, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." James said in his book in chapter 1:17, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." Paul reminds us when he was addressing the Corinthian church in his second letter in chapter 12:9, talking about Jesus, he said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, or timid, depending on your translation. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Isaiah 40:29 through 31 says, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And the last one is 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. For time's sake, I know I read these scriptures kind of fast, but go back and you can visit the show notes for reference and go back and read these scriptures over again and read them over your life. Say them as if you're the one saying them and read them with you as the subject. That's accepting him, accepting these words from God himself. All of us are in different seasons of motherhood and we all have a God, the same God that wants to reveal himself and guide us and love us no matter where we find ourselves in our journeys. If you're overwhelmed, I encourage you to go to God in prayer and be transparent with where you are at and how you want him and need him to show up for yourself. Take time to be silent before him and seek to feel his presence in your present moment, whatever you may be going through, because he's waiting. And I also want to remind you that you're not alone. There's a community that is building over on Facebook, the Faith-Led Working Moms Community Group, that you will find other like-minded women. You'll find encouragement and prayers and challenges to help you show up in the calling God has given you. It's a safe place, and we would love to have you join us. And you can also reach out to me personally. I would love to get to know you and pray with you if you're feeling that need. You can find the links for all of these in the show notes as well. As this week unfolds, be confident in knowing who you are first and foremost, a beloved child of God, a daughter of the King, and that with everything that comes your way, he is anxiously waiting to meet with you, his daughter, to love you, to take care of you, and to guide you through every moment with his unwavering peace and his grace. Hey there. If you connected with this podcast in any way, I would love for you to leave a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. It is such a blessing to be able to see and hear from you about the different ways God is using this podcast in each of our lives. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can join us in the free Facebook community group, Faith-Led Working Moms, where you will be surrounded by like-minded community that shares in the same desire to live intentionally in our faith, family, and career. You will be showered with encouragement, fun challenges, practical tools, and resources to help you align your life with God's Word and restore your priorities with accountability. It's when we intentionally renew our minds and root ourselves in God's promises that we can actively live in the best that He has for us. And until we meet again, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May he smile on you and be gracious to you. May he look your way and give you peace in all you do.